Well, let's get on to. Do you remember? Were you sitting on the court when the four-year registration case came up for a decision? The UAW Community Action Council.
I don't remember.
Well, that was a four-year registration, and the 387. That would have been your time, wouldn't it? Well, if you don't remember, why should we go
back?
Well,
maybe you've got a question about it.
Well, this was, again, I thought, the sort of blocked voting that seemed to be evident, let's say, in this is governor versus the state treasurer.
Oh, yeah, the four-year registration case, was they using the Secretary of State as the registrar, along with the driver's licenses and stuff?
Well, that's right.
He
administers the election laws, and so the form of the case, the style of the case, was the UAW Community Action Council, NAACP, and various other people against the whoever was Austin or Secretary
72?
Of State.
1972?
Yeah, right, and said it's contrary to it's an unconstitutional burden on the right to vote to have required people to renew their registration every 2 years, even though, and there's various provisions in the statute. Now, does it bring
Yeah, and then they concluded that certain people had voting patterns. They only voted in the presidential election every 4 years,
yeah,
and that was a valid voting pattern, and that therefore you had to keep people on the rolls. I would guess that I dissented from that.
Well, you sure did.
Just as I dissented in the case that Swainson wrote, in which they concluded that all the kids at Michigan State University should vote, had to vote in East Lansing. And all the university kids had to vote in the towns where they were going to school, which was, in my opinion, it was those were just pure political decisions where the court was using its power to enhance the political position of their fellows.